This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On this edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, Governor Andy Beshear and Lexmark President and CEO Alan Waggerman discuss a solar energy project at the Lexington-based company.
It was in April. Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman, local officials, and representatives from Lexmark broke ground on a solar panel array at the company's headquarters. This project was the result of a coordinated effort between the company, local and state leaders, including the Energy and Environment Cabinet. Lexmark is investing $4 million to establish a 10-acre, 2-megawatt solar panel array, which will generate over 225,000 kilowatt hours per month. The power generation will offset approximately 10% of that site's energy usage once completed by the end of the year. And the investment is also rejuvenating a brownfield area to be used as an educational green space. The operation will also produce power generation analytics to be displayed at Lexmark's Customer Engagement Center as the company supports STEM efforts for local schools. The project emphasizes Lexmark's commitment to the future. And now I'd like to invite Alan, Lexmark's president and CEO, somebody that I've had the opportunity to work with very closely, whether we were working through COVID or working to create new jobs. You run an incredible Kentucky company, and we're so proud to have you in the Commonwealth.
Thank you, Governor. And the Lexmark team is so proud to be here today. First, I want to emphasize we wouldn't be here without the support of the governor and his staff and the Energy and Environment Cabinet. It's with you that we've made this happen. You know, since our inception in 1991, Lexmark's been doing business in an environmentally responsible way. We're recognized as an industry leader for creating products and solutions that help our customers meet their environmental goals. On top of that, we focus our own operations on sustainable practices, operations, and the communities in which we live and work, Kentucky being our hometown. Last year, we announced that we plan to be carbon neutral by 2035. That is a huge opportunity for Lexmark, but other companies around the world to set aggressive goals like that. This renewable energy project that the governor just spoke about is a first broad step for us to reach those global goals while helping protect the environment right here in Kentucky. This 2-megawatt array will offset our usage, as the governor said, in Lexington. Said differently, though, it can power more than 400 homes and eliminate the carbon from 6 million miles by a passenger car. A priority of this project was the STEM education component. We wanted to have community involvement. Lexmark wants the community involved in our business. So an exciting part is the STEM education part. In the next phase, we envision Kentucky students from around the Commonwealth coming to Lexington to learn about sustainable energy, but more importantly, learn about other challenges that we face. And then we'll work together to find those solutions. So, Governor, thank you for showcasing this renewable energy project. Construction's underway, and we hope to have you next year come to the ribbon cutting where we flip the big switch. Governor, thank you.
Our guest today, Governor Andy Beshear and Lexmark's President and CEO, Alan Waggerman. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.